opportunity that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has given us for the last several years to come together in the blessed satsang of Vaishnavas to exclusively and attentively fix our consciousness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. These types of gatherings are very much an important part of our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. When the Lord was living in Srinavadvip Dham, every evening he would call all of his intimate devotees together to the house of Srivas, and throughout the entire night they would simply hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And after Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas and moved to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, every year during the Chaturamasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would call all of his close associates to Jagannath Puri to spend 4 months with no other activity than hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and having the association of devotees. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami beautifully explains in many chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how all the devotees of the Lord from Bengal, from Navadvip, Shantipur, Srikanda, Jajigram, Kulinagram, they would all go on this yatra each year. Shivananda Sen, who was like the original Hridayananda Prabhu, he would make all the arrangements. Of course, in those days they would walk by foot. It would take some weeks, and he would arrange at special places for all the devotees to stay, and places at intervals where they would cook prasad and have nice feasts. And the whole while traveling, they would all be immersed in chanting the holy names of Krishna. And in the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally send his own most confidential servitors like Govinda, Swarup Damodar Goswami, to greet the large assembly of Vaishnavas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would come out to greet them all. They would all be given garlands and sandalwood paste. The Lord would embrace them. Kaviraj Goswami explained some years all the Vaishnavas would bring their wives and families also. And then they would all be allocated particular places of residence for the months that they would be in the association of the Lord. And during those months, what would they do? They would simply sit and hear discussions of Krishna's philosophy, Krishna's pastimes. They would intimately, most lovingly, associate with one another, serve one another with great humility, and they would have wonderful, wonderful festivals, chanting the holy names in Sankirtan. During these months, no one had any business considerations. No one had any material considerations. They understood what the real value of life is. So they put these months aside simply to be in the association of devotees, in the darshan of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to chant the holy names. During this time, Lord Sri Chaitanya would organize all the devotees to attend the Ratha Yatra. Wonderful, wonderful festival, where hundreds and thousands, perhaps millions of people from all around would come. And Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they were in the center of everything, right in front of the carts of Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra Devi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his devotees into seven groups. He assigned each one a kirtan leader, lead dancers, mridanga players, kartal players, who was to respond. And just to satisfy all the devotees, at times Gauranga Mahaprabhu would appear in all seven groups simultaneously, and each one thought, he's only with me. And what type of kirtan they performed is the greatest exhibition of beauty that has ever been revealed in this world. As Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhara Pandit Srivas, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Vrakreshwar Pandit, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Murari Gupta, they were all chanting and dancing together. And then at the end of the 4 months of exclusive chanting, dancing, and feasting, with tears flowing from all of their eyes, they would somehow or other part and go back to their native places to perform their duties in this world. But how surcharged they were, that 24 hours a day they could never forget the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So 500 years ago, the society here in India was far more spiritually oriented than today. Not so drastically passionate. So any sincere devotee, Gaudiya Vaishnav, would just take 4 months off for nothing but exclusive hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. There was no question of whether there was a marriage in the family or anything else. They would come. They would walk for weeks. They would arrive. They would remain for 4 months. Nothing but chanting, dancing, feasting, and Krishna Katha. Then they would return to their homes. And Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the previous acharyas, also established the same principle. He established his temple in Mayapur and Vrindavan. And he asked devotees from all over the world to put a month aside and come 2 weeks to Mayapur and 2 weeks to Vrindavan, just to be with him personally and exclusively engage in no other activities but chanting, dancing, feasting, and hearing Krishna Katha. So why the Supreme Lord and his representatives put so much emphasis on this? Because this type of satsang is absolutely necessary for our proper spiritual progress, and for the proper energy of harmony and unity, which is required to push forward this mission, which is the dream of Lord Chaitanya. To spread the holy name of the Lord in every town, in every village in the world. So following in the holy footsteps amongst our small group of devotees, which is part of a bigger group of devotees, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we come every year. And we come just like the associates of Lord Chaitanya. We come to be in the presence of Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra. I have been asked, should we bring Radha Krishna deities? Should we bring other Gaura Nitai deities? This particular set of Gaura Nitai deities have been welcoming us here to the Pune Yatra for many, many years. And they are on the altar, so beautifully dancing, and they have invited us to come and dance with them, to have their blessed darshan, and to chant the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Although this wonderful yatra here in Pune is very enjoyable to all, it is not sense gratification in a material sense, but it is one of the prominent forms of purification which has been taught by our sampradaya. It is a pilgrimage. Tatra tishtame narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Wherever the devotees are sincerely remembering Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, and intimately, lovingly coming together to chant the holy names, we should know that that is the holiest of all holy places. That is Vrindavan. So we are so fortunate that we have this precious opportunity. And we should make every moment reap the maximum fruits for our spiritual advancement. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they had 4 months, we have 4 days. And in these 4 days, every second, we should be conscious that it is more precious than all the wealth in the heavenly planets. Because the wealth of the heavenly planets only aggravates one's material attachments and entangles one further in the cycle of birth and death. But to speak of the wealth of this world. But each precious moment to be in the association of devotees, to hear the glories and chant the glories of the Lord, so much inspires the inherent quality of the soul to love Krishna and awaken our eternal blissful consciousness, wherein prema bhakti, pure love of God, can be offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. We want pure love of God not for our own satisfaction, but we are aspiring for pure love so that we can offer it to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. because that is their greatest pleasure. Although we are insignificant jivatmas, the Lord is so great that if any insignificant jiva offers pure love and devotion at his lotus feet, he considers that the greatest thing. In fact, Krishna becomes subordinate to that love. In fact, Krishna sees that as the greatest treasure of his own life. So we want to offer this treasure in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant of the great acharyas at the lotus feet of Krishna. So let us make every moment of this blessed opportunity the most that we can. And how? First of all, there should be silence, complete silence. The impersonalists, their idea of silence is to become like Moni Baba and say nothing and speak all nonsense on a chalkboard, but not use your mouth. But the Vaishnavas have a higher understanding of silence. To speak nothing mundane, but to be constantly hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So we should take a resolution of silence, that we will not discuss any mundane matters. We will put aside all the cares and worries of the illusory energy. And we should only speak what is conducive to encouraging and serving the assembled Vaishnavas, and nothing else. And during the classes, we should be desiring to drink every drop of nectar that is coming from the narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should be anxious to hear. And during the kirtans, we should be so enthusiastic to call out the holy name with great attention and devotion, and to dance in a wonderful way for the pleasure of the Lord and his devotees. Essentially, we want to be in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. And our attention, our participation, tremendously influences everyone. If we are enthusiastic, we enthuse others. If we are bored, we bore others. If anyone is standing off to the side, then they're draining that much energy from the kirtan. And if anyone is, according to their capacity, participating, they are actually rendering such a great service to all the devotees by being a part of an energy that encourages everyone. So the kirtans should be the most wonderful kirtans in all of creation. And each individual is personally responsible to make each kirtan the most wonderful kirtan that anyone has ever experienced. And when we take prasad, we should take it in the spirit and the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, joyously accepting every morsel as Krishna's special mercy, and to take those morsels in the association of devotees makes that mercy far more sublime. And in all of the activities that are scheduled, we should be on time. We should be very much attentive to be on time. Because any one person late makes everyone wait. And again, to be on time is a sign of enthusiasm. To be late is a sign of carelessness. We want to generate a spirit of enthusiasm amongst one another. And also, we should take every possible opportunity to show our love for devotees, to show our concern for devotees, and to try to serve the devotees. We should be searching, looking for any opportunity we can. And if there has ever been quarrel or tension or misunderstanding during the year, this is the time to intensely beg forgiveness from one another and blank out that dark part of our consciousness forever. This is the time of the year when we should make all of our relationships with all Vaishnavas what Srila Prabhupada and what Lord Chaitanya want them to be. And in this spirit, we want to create that atmosphere following in the footsteps of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, of the most attractive, loving family of devotees in all of the world. And when we leave this Puna Yatra to return to our preaching fields, that spirit of unity, intimacy, and harmony based on hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas will have such a spiritual potency that so many suffering souls will be saved just by the unity that we can create amongst each other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would bring the devotees together, he would stage his Ratha Yatra where their enthusiastic chanting and dancing could be seen by all. Today we also have this opportunity. At this very time, we will go into the streets of Pune, downtown area, and we will perform the Nagara Sankirtan. So I thank you all very much for sacrificing your precious time to be here with us. And we are at this moment officially inaugurating the Pune Sankirtan Festival. Srila Prabhupada ki, yeah! Ko Premanandi. Yeah!